Welcome to the Stoic Meditations podcast, where in each episode we reflect on a bit of wisdom from the ancient philosophers of Greece and Rome. I am Massimo Pigliucci, a professor of philosophy at the City College of New York, and I will guide you through this reading. Today's reflections come from Epictetus in Discourses 2, 10-15. If you lost the capacity to read or play music, you would think that it was a disaster, but you think nothing of losing the capacity to be honest, decent, and civilized. It's hard to comment on this quote since it's pretty self-explanatory, but let me add a few words nonetheless. Epictetus obviously is pointing out that we tend to have the wrong priorities in life. We think that certain things are very good and important, but neglect others that arguably are even more crucial for a eudaimonic life. That is the primary reason to adopt or develop a philosophy of life, as my friend and colleague Bill Irvine explains in his book, A Guide to the Good Life, The Ancient Art of Stoic Joy. We all have a philosophy of life, whether we realize it or not. Most of us inherit it from our family and social environment, in the form of a religion. All religions are philosophies of life because they contain the two basic elements of a metaphysics and an ethics. The metaphysics gives us an account of how the world works, and the ethics gives us an account of how we should behave in the world. So if you are a Christian, for instance, your metaphysics includes the notion of a supernatural being who created the universe and who dictates our moral codes. And your ethics includes things such as love your neighbor, do not kill, and more. In the case of modern Stoicism, the metaphysics is borrowed from what modern physics says the universe is like, and the ethics includes crucial concepts such as the four virtues, the dichotomy of control, and so forth. A philosophy of life, then, is like a personal compass that helps us figure out what is important and what is not, to set priorities in life, and to orient ourselves in the world. And Stoic philosophy, as Epictetus maintains, tells us that losing the capacity to read or to play music is not a disaster, but a dispreferred indifferent. By contrast, losing the capacity to be honest, decent, and civilized really is a disaster. Thank you for joining me for another Stoic meditation. I will be back with a new episode very soon. Fate permitting, of course.